I'm Chuck Sanders with a SportsCenter update presented by Progressive on the Ticket, ESPN 1280 and 101.7 in the North County.
Dylan Cease struck out the side in the first and combined with 10 relievers on a three-hitter as the American League shut out the National League 4-0 at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Cody Bellinger was named the game's MVP. He hit a two-run single. Ben Rice followed with an RBI single in the first. Miguel Vargas of the White Sox added an eighth-inning home run. It's the 10th shutout in All-Star Game history. Singles by Juan Soto in the fourth, Pete Crow Armstrong in the eighth, and Otto Lopez in the ninth were the only hits by the National League, which failed to advance a runner past first. Next year's game is scheduled for Wrigley Field. That'll be the first time since 1990, but it's threatened by a possible work stoppage. Baseball's collective bargaining agreement expires December the 1st. The league wants a salary cap, and the players' union says no. The Dodgers went into the break with losses in three straight. They still lead the NL West by 11.5 games over the Diamondbacks. The Padres 12.5 out, the Giants 19.5 games behind. The A's will open the second half looking to snap a 9-game losing skid. They're 8 games out in the AL West. The Angels 11.5 games out in the division. The Dodgers begin a series Friday against the Yankees in New York. The Padres head to Kansas City for a series against the Royals. The Angels are home, hosting the Tigers. The Giants open the second half Friday night at Seattle. Landon Roop scheduled to start, and the A's will host the Nationals in Sacramento.
That's the Sports Flash, presented by Progressive. I'm Chuck Sanders on the Ticket, ESPN 1280 and 101.7 in the North County.